National Grid recently announced it will ask New York State's Public Service Commission to raise electricity delivery prices beginning in April 2018. The change would add $22 a month to average utility bills. The utility filed a plan with the Public Service Commission on April 28. National Grid spokesman Patrick Stella says the rate hike will foster infrastructure investments.
For the last 10 years, bills have been relatively stable, and we've done a really, really good job of trying to mitigate any kind of spike in bills over that time. So that's the first thing. And the second thing to remember too is when we talk about that $22, it's about $12 or so on the electric side, and another $10 or so on the gas side. And not all of our customers are electric and gas. Here in the Eastern Division of New York State, it's about half. So about half customers are electric only, and then the other half of those customers are electric and gas.
New Yorkers already pay some of the highest energy costs in the nation. Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara worries a rate hike will negatively impact upstate families and businesses.
As soon as I heard the news about this proposal going into the Public Service Commission, I wrote a letter to National Grid's president of New York operations, asking him to withdraw this proposal, urging him to withdraw this proposal. And I simply call the proposal unacceptable. We have to find another way. This is not going to be something that we are going to agree with. In a similar letter, I wrote a letter to the Public Service Commission, asking members of the commission to consider the impact of rate increases on customers and to reject this proposal.
National Grid has proposed phasing in the rate hike over time to lessen the impact. Santa Barbara, a Democrat from the Capital Region, says that's not acceptable.
Many families now have just started to recover from the devastating impacts of the economic recession that we experienced over the last 8 years.
According to the PSC, National Grid terminated service for more residential customers for non-payment last year than for any year in the past decade. Stella says programs are available for people struggling to pay their bills.
We have some deferral programs for customers where we can defer payment, and we have just some simple things like budget billing that will even out those bills over a year's time to help customers. So there are some of those things, and we also work with customers to try to get them assistance through some of their local social service agencies, through HEAP, through the federal government, and things like that. So, we have customer advocates at National Grid. Some of them here are local in the Eastern Division, too, that help those customers on an individual basis and try to figure out different ways that we can help them manage their bills.
Greg Sayer, the interim chair of the PSC, says National Grid's rate filing will be subject to a rigorous 11-month statutory review process.
This detailed review will include a careful and close examination of the company's proposal by commission staff, as well as by other interested parties, including National Grid's customers, and ample opportunities for public comment and public hearings. At the end of the review process, the PSC will have the final say in determining what the rates will actually be.
If approved, the rate increase would take effect April 1st, 2018. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.